Hello, my name is Joshua Correa, and I want to welcome you to Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle, brought to you by Kappen. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, shape our hearts and minds so that we can do the will of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The major topics I want to focus on today are forgiveness and mercy. And for that, we turn to St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 27 through 36. And this is the love for enemies. But I say to you that here, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To him who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your coat as well. Give to everyone who begs from you, and of him who takes away your goods, do not ask them again. And as you wish that men would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the selfish. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Now, for the Old Testament passage, I want to turn to Proverbs chapter 25, verses 21 through 22. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink, for you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Now if we turn to the Catechism, paragraph 1970, we hear the following. The law of the gospel requires us to make the decisive choice between the two ways, and to put into practice the words of the Lord. It is summed up in the golden rule, whatever you wish that man would do to you, do so to them. This is the law and the prophets. The entire law of the gospel is contained in the new commandment of Jesus, to love one another as he has loved us. Before I begin the reflection, I just want to mention the church does teach that there is a, quote, legitimate defense of persons and societies, end quote. And you can read that in the Catechism, paragraph 2263. For now, I want to focus on one of the most difficult aspects of being a Christian, and that is that we are called to extend forgiveness and mercy to our enemies. This is not an option. It is an explicit command from Jesus. Not only does he tell us that we must forgive those who sin against us, he demonstrates this from the cross. When St. Peter asks in Matthew 18:21, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. Jesus is telling St. Peter and us that there should be no limit on how much we extend forgiveness. Jesus also says in the Lord's Prayer, or the Our Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. If we ask the Heavenly Father for forgiveness, we must in turn do that for our enemies. From the cross, Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In a homily from St. Jerome, he says about enemies, heaping coals of kindness on one who has wronged you can cure him of vices, burn away his malice, and move him to repentance. The next time someone cuts you off in traffic, and instead of getting mad and using less than Christian language, simply pray for that person and forgive them. If someone insults you, and persecutes you and utters all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of Jesus, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Thank you for joining us. May God bless and keep you.